you hear that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Two things from Twitter on the show today. You're going to make you can't be serious for me. For one, friend Grant, who I actually just saw last night, tweeted in response to our poll question where I asked who people thought could change a tire faster, me or Tyler. He tweeted in response, without context, it sounds like neither of you currently know how. You are mostly grown men. It's time to learn. And after that, Rob Cassidy, who used to work for Go Power Cat, he comes back to our defense and tags everybody in the tweet and just says, quote, grumble, grumble, millennials, grumble, grumble. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
This isn't going to be necessary pretty soon. We're going to have flying cars and self-driving cars, and I bet they'll come up with an invention to, like, the car can change your tire for you or something like that.
Yeah, man, my cell phone's going to drive me to work here pretty soon.
That's right.
So I ain't sweating it.
That's right.
Not learning how to change a tire anytime soon. Also, the real reason here that I wanted to go to Twitter for you can't be serious. I do sincerely appreciate this. I have no idea if this was done, like, understanding the joke or, like, you really like Iowa football and are doing it to troll me. But I said earlier when we were talking about how awful the Big 12 SEC challenge is that, to me, the worst game was Texas Tech and LSU, and I would rather watch the Iowa 2016 season highlight video than Texas Tech LSU. Nathan on Twitter actually tweeted me a link to the YouTube video for Iowa Hawkeyes 2016 season highlights. So thank you for that, Nathan. I have no idea if you're trolling me or if that was done to play along with the joke, but either way, I got a good solid laugh out of it. That is well done.
But that's not where the story ends. You got to back up your words. You have to watch that instead of watching LSU Texas Tech tomorrow. You have to pull that up and watch it. At least, I don't know how long the video is, but it's got to go at least an hour. You got to watch it for an hour.
Nah, man, I got to.
You said it on the radio, so it's true.
I got a tire to change, bro. Sorry. Not going to be doing that.
We don't get a whole lot of NBA stuff in this segment, but this was pretty unfortunate from last night. And I do not know, since I don't pay any attention to the NBA, I don't know the pronunciation. Is it Enes or Enes Kanter, big man for the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Enes.
Enes Kanter? Okay. He was frustrated in the first half of last night's game, so he punched a chair on the bench. Fractured forearm. There you go. He's one of the obviously it's Russell Westbrook and then everybody else, but he is a contributing member of the team, and he's going to have to be reevaluated in 4 weeks after punching a chair on the bench.
He's out like 2 months, isn't he?
Yeah. Reevaluated in a month, but yeah, it'll probably be like 2 months with a fractured forearm punching a chair that has a cushion. That's weird.
He must have punched hard.
I guess.
Got some strength to it. He's an NBA player.
If he's not busy, he can come change my tire.
I mean, yeah, you guys can't be serious with how you don't know how to change a tire. I mean, I've only changed one, but after that one time, it was a very simple thing to do. Especially, John, you have a sedan, right?
Yeah, I'm driving a Camry.
Well, once you ever do it, you'll be like, wow, that was a lot easier than I ever thought. And also, you can't be serious that I can't believe that you would actually watch your three highlights from high school wrestling over the LSU-Texas Tech game.
Oh, it would be painful. Like, trust me, I would love zero part of it. Highlights, lowlights, whatever it is. Like, if it was the three wins or the 12 losses. And again, it might have been more losses.
Do you have the stats?
Yeah, like, legitimately, they gave us, at the end of the year, they just put together, like, a big, like a packet thing with some pictures, but then it did have everybody's record in the back of it. I remember that, and for some reason, I have 3-12 stuck in the back of my mind. I know for a fact that I only won three matches, and I ended the season with like a broken ankle, so it worked out pretty well.
Did you get a letter? Did you letter?
No, it was JV.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Sometimes all you have to do is like be on the team, and you're a letterman.
No. I did letter in cross country once.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, I got a letter jacket, my friend.
I do too.
Got a letter jacket.
I do too.
Still hanging around somewhere. What did you letter in?
Golf.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're sitting.
Don't
here
at me.
Sitting here talking about lettering in golf, and we can't change tires.
I also got a pin for being a manager for the basketball team. For my letter jacket. Yeah.
This might be the least masculine radio show going right now in a 100-mile radius.
Sad.
All right. Hell of a show today, boys. Thanks for listening. Mitch has Manhattan High basketball coming up relatively soon, depending on when the game in front gets finished. That's the game. We'll see you next week.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home.